Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with Meredith
and Strauss.
And we
and today what's going on?
So in today's episode, we're gonna do just a casual chat and talk about some of the things that you guys sent in when we asked what you were struggling with. And a lot of them blew our minds because they're so similar to the things we have either gone through or we're going through.
Dear God, I thank you for this time that we have together. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing right now, even if we don't see it. If we don't feel like it's working, we know, God, that you're working in every single person's lives right now, good or bad. And I thank you, Lord, for this episode. And I hope we bring some value and encouragement to all of our listeners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So a lot of these messages we've gotten, kind of the underlying theme, I think, is just like almost doubting because of the uncertainty. And I think we are all in that same headspace, is where it's so hard to believe and see the bigger picture when the future is really so unknown. The time we're in right now kind of reminds me of Job in the book of Job. And he goes through this testing period that the Lord lets him go through because he is wanting him to persevere and to be strengthened by all the trials and things he is going through during this time. And Job never gives up. He holds on because he knows the Lord is faithful. And he even faces pushback from his friends. And they have spoken to Job to try to get him to doubt God and basically believe that God wouldn't restore everything that he had lost. And what happens is Job prays on their behalf. And because Job intercedes for them, the Lord restores Job's fortunes and gives him twice as much as he had before. So even if it looks like there are people around you that are saying, no, this is not going to happen. No, God is not going to be providing this for you. Just hold on to what God has spoken to you. So someone said they were struggling to find genuine friends while entering the adult world. And I can definitely relate to this. Sometimes God is, you know, taking people out of our life for a reason, and it's hard to look at it that way. Sometimes we feel like we're losing friends or that's the end of, you know, mm-hmm. a relationship, but God is doing it so that he can bring new people into your life mm-hmm. to start edifying you and leading you closer to him and to your God-given purpose. People come into your life for seasons, and it's okay to move on from that.
I feel like right now, you know, it's the best time to take care of yourself. And, you know, I think we don't realize that sometimes our health and our mind correlate with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so I've been realizing that a lot. So that's really, really important, you guys. I feel like you guys should really take care of your body, or if you feel like something's wrong, like go check up on yourself. Just a little reminder. But I think with everything going on, I've been feeling so stressed, anxious with work or school or what's kind of next, what's going to happen. Like, you get this sense of worry, but I've always loved this verse that I always dwell on when I'm feeling anxious. It's Matthew 6:34 is, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And at the end of the day, it, like, my anxiety gets so bad. I just want to shut down. Like, I just want to, like, hide and not do anything. And because I'm just so, you can only worry about the day that's to come, not what's coming next year, not what's coming next week. And that verse specifically says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. So if you're struggling right now with really severe anxiety, I just want you to dwell on that verse. I mean, I would get anxious because I would feel so overwhelmed with, what do I read in the Bible? What's going to help me in this season of my life? And just the day to come, and just praying and dwelling on that single verse or any other verse that you know that will help you with your anxiety.
There is so much beauty in resting at the Lord's
feet.
This
is not a productivity contest.
Yeah.
And I think social media has a big play in that as well. I've felt that way too. I was so, when quarantine started, I was like, I can barely get one thing done. We got a lot of responses about also motivation and getting stuff done. And I think there's this pressure that ever since quarantine started, it's like we need to be motivated and all do all this things because we have so much of this time. But honestly, if you're struggling right now with just motivating yourself to
to get out of bed. Work out,
get out of bed. If you're feeling depressed or anxious, that's okay.
That's only going to add to it. So it's like, don't feel bad at all, because also that is a lie from the enemy that you're like not good enough or you're not doing enough. And I think I've like been on both sides of the spectrum where I felt like, oh, well, I'm just being lazy and God wants me to do something. Like, there's literally two sides. So it's finding that perfect balance. And that comes with, like, finding that balance will come with praying and just getting into that secret place with the Lord. And another verse back in Matthew, this is Matthew 6, so verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? So it's basically saying that God is taking care of even the birds. He knows when one of the birds in the air is falling and needs help. So if he cares about the birds, he obviously cares about you. So what Stas and I were talking about the other day was like, we have so much power in our tongue and what we say. So if you're going to dwell on all those negative things and you're going to start kind of manifesting those things into your life. And so it's so important to be speaking positively and trusting in God's divine plan for your life. So along the lines of health and wellness, I wanted to let you guys know about the vitamins that I have been taking every single day. So they are from the brand Care Of, and they're awesome because it really gets you back into a routine. They come in individually wrapped packets, so it makes it easy, convenient, and Care Of products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science, which is really important to me. Care Of offers an in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and other health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals. For 50% off your first Care Of order, you can go to takecareof.com and enter code unfiltered50. And one more time, so you don't forget, that's 50% off your first Care Of order with code unfiltered50. Now back to our episode. So I'm going to read really quickly out of this devotional. It says, one of Satan's most effective ploys is to convince us that we are alone. He often whispers in our ear that it's us against the world. He tells us that no one understands us and no one is on our side, and there is no way we're going to win. Satan points to fake evidence to support his evil words. What the enemy chooses to ignore, and what we don't always remember, is that God's angel armies are on our side. Thousands upon thousands of warriors stand with us, angels who are described in scripture as large and fearsome. Their very presence ensures that this battle and the battle against Satan and his lies is already won. So stand against that lie. Stand confident that you are never alone. Knowing God and his angel armies are with you every step of the way means also knowing peace. Yes. So hopefully that was encouraging to you guys. But there's a psalm, it's Psalm 55. It says, he will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for there are many who strive with me. So the parable that Jesus gave us about the 10 virgins, there were 5 wise and 5 foolish. And 5 of them had extra oil to keep their lamps burning, and the foolish ones didn't have any oil. And when the bridegroom came, the 5 foolish said, oh, to the wise, they said, can you give us some of your oil? And the 5 wise said, no, you should go buy your own. And so then what happened was, is the bridegroom came, the bridegroom shut the door, and the 5 foolish weren't able to enter. So basically that saying is, we're always supposed to keep our lamps burning. I feel like that's something that a lot of us are kind of going through, is like we're trying to rely on our own strength and our own understanding, which we don't understand. So we have to rely on the outside source, which is Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Scripture says one way to begin your journey to healing is to pray and focus on God. That higher power who can will keep your mind at peace if you continuously think of him. Meditate on the word, even if you don't feel like it. Constantly praise him for your progress, even if you don't really see it just yet. Like, I feel like right now, we don't see, like you said, we don't see the bigger picture, or we feel like, oh, I'm not progressing, or even if, like that song, even if I don't feel it, you're working. Like, God is working, and little progress is better than no progress if you're feeling down or anxious about it. Like, just keeping, or not motivated, just keeping that little steps, little progress, and to keep it going, that momentum, you're gonna look back and be like, hey, I've been doing it. Like, I've been, you know, eating healthier and in my word, and I don't know,
It's like the little things. Remember we were saying yesterday, we were like, the little things that you can do throughout the day that bring you a little bit of joy, whether that's going for a walk, like we've been walking a lot, or going and treating yourself to ice cream.
Or just something having a childlike spirit. Like when Ben, in our couple episodes back, was saying he would have fun with his friends when he was feeling depressed. And Meredith and I went to the beach, and we were just like plunging in the beach like fish because we...
and we probably looked so stupid, but it made us...
have that childlike spirit because... you know, everyone, we're going through things and, you know, we know you guys are. And it's just having that joy in the little things, and especially with friends that bring that joy to you.
If you don't have those people, I literally feel for you. I've experienced so many seasons of my life where I didn't have anyone that I could relate to, or I didn't have anyone that I felt understood me. And so I felt alone for a long time. So I guess we're here to really tell you, like, you're not alone.
We want to stay positive and stay in God's word and keep... you know, each other accountable of like, hey, we're progressing, we're getting better, and we know where it's going to get better because we have that faith in the Lord.
And I just thought of this while I was editing this episode, but instead of saying that we're struggling, we can say that we are overcoming. Maybe the most important takeaway of this whole thing, and this is a great way to kind of wrap this episode up, is that at the end of everything, the battle has been won. Jesus went to the cross. He died for humanity, and he rose from the grave. He conquered sin. He conquered death, and we have that victory. He did that for us. So anything we're struggling with, any battle we are facing, Jesus conquered it. It's his. It's no longer ours.
Even if you can't see it, feel it, believe it, like, you literally cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. There is one, because God already conquered all evil. God already conquered the darkness. And sometimes I even struggle with that. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this.
Because it seems so dark.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get better or what. But we have to realize that the devil will attack your mind, your physical body, your spirit, anything to bring you down and make you believe that you... I don't know how I'm going to get through this depression. I don't know where I'm going to go in a couple of months with school or work. I'm in the same boat. It's okay. I have no idea what the heck I'm doing. And that's okay. But we have to realize that at the end of the day, you have to have faith in the Lord that everything will work out for his good. And you just have to keep believing and don't give up.
Mm-hmm. You have to have crazy faith. That was really good.
I'm just getting angry right now because the devil has been... bringing me down for these past couple months physically and mentally ever since quarantine. And
I'm like under physical attack.
It feels so hard. Every day I'm dragging and I'm like, I don't know. I'm having these issues and we get so negative, but we have to stand up, like say no. Like no, say
you're not gonna win this battle. We have to say no to the lies. Yes,
say no to those lies. And like we said, little progress is progress, you guys.
But we hope you guys are encouraged.
Well, that is it for this episode, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will be praying for you. We're all in this together. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in our next episode.
Bye.